This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, make it quick. Send it in to Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Local Tisbet for today.
Ooh.
From Wisconsin Public Radio, Rich Creamer with the byline. The headline reads, Gobbler Problem. After repeated attacks, Eau Claire to relocate troublesome turkeys.
Yeah.
City officials working with the USDA to stop menacing males that sent one person to the hospital.
What?
A group of aggressive male turkeys in Eau Claire generating police calls, causing one local resident to avoid a walking trail, and also sent a guy to the hospital with a one-inch cut to his arm. In May, an Eau Claire resident showed video on a local TV station in which two male turkeys were chasing a woman who's yelling behind her, I'm sorry.
Wisconsin.
Stop yelling at
It's very, very Wisconsin.
Another resident told the TV station the same birds chased him during a run. DNR gave the city some advice to share. They said, if you stand your ground, aggressive turkeys should turn tail and run. In this instance, that did not work.
All right. I'm going to put forth a little piece of information here, and I wanted to reframe the way we're seeing this whole thing.
Okay.
I don't think they're being aggressive, and I don't think they're unwarranted. America consumes 46 million turkeys a year on Thanksgiving alone. Doesn't this feel like some very forgiving payback? I mean, they're not going at us the birds style. They're just saying, hey, we see what you're doing.
We know what you did.
And I want to know what he went to the hospital for, too, by the way.
Gentleman that was on TV got interviewed. He said he stood his ground against the aggressive turkeys, kicked one of them in the head, which made it more aggressive.
Oh, shocking.
He ended up with a one-inch cut on his hands, had to go to the hospital to get a tetanus shot update.
Hmm.
Burgess said the city has now decided to relocate the turkeys, but where they'll go, no one knows. Someplace where it's very unlikely they will encounter human traffic. They've been asked to look around the wooded area between this particular trail and the river so that they can drop a net to catch them.
I don't know why. I'm just on the turkey side right now.
You are siding with the turkeys.
I think if you're going to, well, first of all, don't kick a turkey in the head. Apparently that doesn't work. And also rude. And second of all, I would say this. If you're going to run away, I would just scream the following words. I understand your frustration, and I, too, feel bad for everything. And just keep on booking it back to your safe, warm house where your turkeys can't get to you.
I guess, Mike, because they have turkeys in Wauwatosa.
Yeah.
And I was there last week, and one turkey stopped traffic on North Avenue.
And Jane, what did you say your solution to that was?
Why can't we shoot them?
Yeah, there you go. What a fair-minded... Just a great response.
We have turkey hunting season.
Oh, do you want to call Bill and get up all in his duds? Be like, hey, we got a turkey situation. Come on down to, like, you know, the corner of this and this, and, you know, blast it away.
Maybe it's I have a problem with their attitude. They're just so, what are you going to do?
They didn't provoke this. They are the defenders. You are the aggressor. And I stand up for turkeys. I'm with you, turkeys. Really, what I'm saying is, please don't attack me. Just know that I was always on your side.
City officials say turkeys living in larger cities get very used to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to issues when males are fighting for dominance during the mating season.
Of course it's dudes.
Natural.
Also, how do you get used to humans? I'd love to find that out. That's great.
There's a way to make that happen.
How do you get used to humans? I'm still trying to figure out how to get used to humans.
You're not used to humans yet.
Not lately.
He doesn't. You stop chasing people, though.
I won't go that far.
Okay. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.